This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Aaron Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at RadioAlice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 5:45 Tuesday morning. Get her done. It's going to be another really hot one today.
I heard a cooling a little bit.
No, it's supposed to be like pushing the high 90s.
Record-breaking temperatures for this, throughout the bay.
Yeah,
You didn't hear that it was going to be a little cooler than yesterday?
No, I heard it's going to be a little hotter. I heard it's supposed to cool down Thursday, Friday. No?
I know it's going to be scorching today.
Thank you, Hooman. Yesterday was super...
On the weather watch.
What else did you hear, Hooman? Nothing.
How's your gut stuff?
Good.
Hey, let me ask you a question.
Your gut stuff.
Yeah, remember?
His clean teeth.
We brought in the packaging.
Oh. We only did like 15 minutes on it.
No, I know. I just didn't know why out of the blue it just felt
those
like...
unattractive family member.
Hey, let me ask you something. Have you ever tried wheatgrass?
I have a long time ago. You got to do it fresh, though, or it's not as potent.
Right.
Yeah, I don't have like the wheatgrass, like, you know, compressor and stuff at home.
Somewhere in the marina, there's got to be a place that does juices.
It's expensive, though.
I used to go to Jamba Juice and do it, but I don't know.
I think that's the only place I've seen them growing the little things where they would snip off.
Yeah, they have pallets right there.
The grass.
Piece of grass,
yeah.
Right?
The sod.
Yeah. They just, right, roll out the sod, start snipping away at it.
I've done that before.
I was wheatgrass?
I worked at a juice bar.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Uh-huh. What was this?
Fountain of Juice, right near Swami's in San Diego.
Oh. How long did you last there?
Not long.
I was going to say, I feel like I've worked with you for 22 years, and
I've never heard that story of the
Fountain of Juice.
Yeah, not long.
What happened?
What'd you do?
No,
how'd you get fired from that job, Vinny?
It wasn't that. I was just going through a lot of jobs at that time because everything was in effort to support my radio habit.
Oh. So this wasn't like...
That mother bleeper will catch you every time.
What, my radio habit?
We all have the radio habit.
Right.
We do. And luckily right now it's, you know, it's all knock.
Hi, David.
Paying the bills. There have been plenty of times when it hasn't paid the bills. I remember I worked in Florida. I was doing like overnights for minimum wage. And I was like, I guess I'm going to try and get a real estate license.
Oh.
Like I was like, you
were ready to get out.
Well, I wasn't ready, but I was like, I needed to pay my rent. So I was like, what? Do I need to figure something
else
out
here?
You'd
be great.
Well,
thank
you.
That's your next career.
Maybe.
So what happened?
So I didn't do it, but that's what John and I were talking about. What are we going to do? Like, he's like, what? And then we decided just to move because it just wasn't happening for us there.
Where was this at?
In Florida.
Oh, okay.
We lived in Orlando, and John was working overnights as a bellhop for a Disney hotel, and I was working overnights at a radio station, and it's just... I think our rent was so we had a great apartment, man. I think our rent was like $425 a month.
Nice. And you couldn't afford that.
And it was just like, oh my, well, I mean, minimum was like $425 or something, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, I remember that.
I mean, you know, between that eating gas.
I think when I started at KCBS, it was $425.
Oh, really?
Went it to like $435.
Jesus Christ, we're those people.
Yeah, we are those people. Yeah. We're old.
People are hearing $425 and they're like, man, that sounds like... Those people who said,
well, what is it right now?
Gas was 15
bucks.
Cents a gallon when I was.
It was.
Started driving.
My mom used to always joke that she'd hand the guy at the gas station $5 and be like, you know,
fill her up.
Here you go. And he'd be like, you can't fit all that in.
At a pool station where they did the pool.
Right. Well, of course. Yeah. Back in the olden days when you didn't have to get out of your car at a gas station. Isn't it Oregon where you don't get out of your car? I like that.
Right, Vinny?
That's true.
So,
bring that back.
It actually takes effort when you pull up and no one helps you right away to stay the hell in your car and not go, oh, screw this. I don't got time to wait around. Come on, kid. But I think there's a couple reasons, but one of them is also for jobs.
Yeah.
Because the people who do the gas are kids.
Right.
Usually.
Mm-hmm. Gives them something to do.
Right.
Keep them gainfully employed.
I saw a thing on some video that it showed a blockbuster video, like out of nothing. This video was nothing, right? It's two people standing there. And then all of a sudden, in slide these like walls. And this screen drops down, and it's a blockbuster video like the stores used to be.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to, and all of a sudden you're in a blockbuster video from, and it's just a reminder of a time. It wasn't that long ago, but we used to go to these places to peruse the walls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And buy video, or sorry, grab a video off the thing.
This one, that one. Let's read the back of it. Yeah.
Or you'd go to, up to the front to see if anyone had returned the movie that you want. Has anyone returned, I don't know.
And
Die
whatever,
Hard,
right.
Whatever.
Die Hard 12.
Whatever. That's just gone.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
not in our lifetime, like in recent.
Right. Those came
lifetime.
And went.
Right.
Like, the, you know, I remember how awesome, like when they first had Blockbuster, I was like, this is amazing. You can go to a place and pick out any movie, if they have it, that you want. And you'd go. It was like a big deal. It's like,
who are you, Spicoli?
I don't know. I definitely rented that at the Blockbuster video. But it was very, it seemed like the height of convenience. Like, this is awesome.
Well, even a couple years ago, the red boxes,
right? Oh, yeah.
At the grocery store.
Yeah.
Those are still there. They're still there,
some
but
of them.
No one uses them.
Right.
Well, because now you don't need.
Now we have on demand.
Push button.
Podcast.
Boom.
Right. Everything's right
it's
there.
It's all right there.
I can buy it from my house.
All those
for
jobs are gone.
$8 as opposed to $1.
I know.
But it's a convenience.
It's true.
Anyway, world.
Oh, the world is changing. My first job at a gas station, I think it was $3.65. That's the lowest. Well, actually, as a waitress, I made $2.01 because waitresses make less.
It's huge.
Well, you know what's this? Just like this job, and you won't understand this really because you didn't grow up near the beach or at the beach or anything. But working at a surf shop is actually sort of a prestigious job for a 15-year-old boy.
Sounds like a stoner job.
Right. But it's just...
But among the stoners, it was very prestigious.
But among the kids at the beach where everyone shows up, you go through the surf shop, and there you are at work. You're styling, right? And you take a break.
Styling.
And you go
surfing.
For 30 minutes. Come back wet and happy, right?
Right.
But you made no money. Zero. They paid you nothing.
Right.
Here's a t-shirt.
Can I eat this t-shirt? How good does that taste?
It's cotton digestible.
I mean, and just like radio.
Right.
You want the job so badly, and so many people do, they're happy to not pay you because
there's a
leave,
line.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, really? You don't like the pay?
Bye.
Okay.
Have a good one.
See you later.
That's about it right
Some
now.
Some guy named Mark the Shark is happy to do it for half what you make.
Right.
Legally, we can't pay him half, but but he would.
He keeps making the offer.
It's very tempting.
Ay, ay, ay.
Last night, college kid is home. Well, he's not. He's back now, but he was sick over the weekend, and so he missed one class yesterday.
Oh.
I know. Believe me, I tried not to be the... I'm like, you're an adult. You can do whatever you want.
But he ditched.
Wait, he told you that, like, I'm not going to class?
Well, he ditched class at her house.
He was at my house.
Oh.
So I was like, it was Sunday night. I'm like, when are you going home? He goes, well, I think I'm going to ditch class tomorrow and just go back, late tomorrow. I'm like, what? And then I'm like, Sarah, you can't. Like, this is his live or die moment. I'm like, whatever. But anyway, whatever. So he was home And last night, the funniest damn thing happened at dinner. Like, we're sitting there, and the kids go, hey.
Most kids ditch class at a heroin den, but
you know what?
He's at my house.
Yeah. I'm hearing this, and
wants,
I swear to God.
He wants mom to take care of him.
I just think.
Stroke his head and give him NyQuil or whatever.
It's so cool that he's not a druggie or a drunk. Mm-hmm. It's awesome that he's wants to be at home. Like, I never wanted to be home because why? Because my parents weren't going to say, it's okay to be all high and worthless.
If you wanted to be high and worthless, you had to do it somewhere else.
You know, but this kid's not right. Doing that. That's no, great.
I know. So whatever. So he had his whole thing. So we're sitting at dinner and one kid goes to the other, hey, did you see that vine about the baby who picks up the barbell and then throws it and then goes like, ah, you know, like does a like a pose.
Like a Hulk pose.
Like a Hulk flex. Pose. Or, like the mom right. is taping
wrestler.
Him. And the other one's like, no, I, you know, oh, let me see that. And John goes, what's a Vine? And they're like, oh, it's a video. It's like
Vine's old, actually.
Yeah, yeah. That's like, well, John doesn't know. What, I mean, it, what John didn't know was so funny because he goes, so they're telling him kind of what a Vine is, but they're not mentioning that. It, they're like, it's a video. I think it's 7 seconds, whatever. I was never on Vine. And so he's like, oh, so wait, so what's a meme? And then I'm just sitting there, like, as my kids are, like, trying to explain to John what a meme is, and I'm thinking to myself...
All the traveling you guys do in this conversation hasn't happened yet?
No, well, it just happened last night. I mean, and I'm just like, oh, my God, this is hilarious. Like, we're sitting here talking about what memes are, and then I thought to myself, like, a meme is almost anything, really. It's just anything that sort of takes off on the end. Like, I always
viral
think,
stuff,
I was thinking,
yeah.
like, it's always like, you know, the look that Bay has on her face when she finds out that, you know, you didn't make her lunch or, you know, whatever the thing is. And they're like,
what the
you know,
the
pictures where they got,
say?
They, then they, it's like the, you know, the cat video, like, the look you got on your face when you're having a bad
yeah,
day
even
or
the,
something.
Vinny, you were talking about the gymnast the other day. Like, yeah. she was pissed because
right.
she didn't.
Or Michael Jordan crying, yeah. and yeah. then people put their own little caption on there or whatever. But they're like, no, it's really anything that is just kind of a running joke on the internet. You know, people make their own little tributes to it, or there's like the joke caption, or it's just anything that sort of perpetuates on the internet. And they go, the best one right now is this guy. He's an English rapper. And so they show the original video that the dude had put up, and it's him. And so you can't he's in the studio and he's yelling into a microphone, but he's like dingo, like he's making all these like bop bop bop, like all these noises. Like I guess they're supposed to be gun noises, is what
right.
I sort of deduced over it. Can you see if you can find? Just type in English rapper Tingo's. I don't know how you spell that. Yeah. Are those D's? What are those?
Oh, boy.
But then they start pulling up all these, and they're like on the ground laughing over this thing. And me and John. The kids are just like, oh, my God, did you see the one where they do like a Ren and Stimpy thing? And did you see the one where, you know, the cow goes moo, 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 moo? Like they're playing all these.
So did John understand at the end of the conversation? Was he
I don't
like.
Know. I mean,
well, that's
okay.
just that they use that for entertainment
literally,
as
yeah.
opposed
yeah.
to watching or, whatever show.
Or as we were talking about yesterday, going outside
right.
and going,
well, there's that.
Oh, what a beautiful
God.
Day.
Another day yesterday, I go out surfing with my buddy and the surf's huge. The sky is blue. The sun is out.
Mm.
And there's just no way you can VR that. You just can't from the couch feel
we're
that.
Just talking about that, yeah.
I just there's just no way.
Yeah.
I mean, you also, I got the living crap kicked out of me and, you know, all the stuff that comes with going out in nature and the ocean was
what
huge.
What do you mean
and,
you got, oh.
It's just huge out.
How big?
Huge.
How big?
I don't know. Over ceiling high here.
Oh.
20 feet?
Did you
no,
catch,
not
catch
that
any
big.
Awesome
I did, but not as many
bra.
As I wanted.
Five?
I took a few more thrashings than I wanted, that's for sure.
What do you mean when you say
well,
thrashing?
Just because you're sitting, when sometimes you're sitting there and you're laying flat on your board.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, wiping out isn't the bad thing. Like you could ride a wave and you wipe out and that's a bummer. Oh well. It's when you're caught farther in than you want to be and the waves, big sets come through and break right in front of you.
Oh.
And you're just laying there flat and you just have to try to get under them. And usually that's when you get like picked up and dragged for a distance.
You were saying something the other day I had never even really thought about, was the that you have to actually swim out past. Like, I never really thought about that. Like, what a pain in the ass it must be just getting out past the things that are breaking.
Oh, well, yeah. Specifically Ocean Beach I was talking about.
Right.
That spot is, the guys who surf out there, I don't know if there's a harder spot in the world to surf.
Because you were saying, even as you're trying to, it's hard to paddle out, but then you're also getting whipped down the beach.
You can't get straight out from getting dragged down the coast.
It's coming in like this, but there's also a current that's going southbound.
Ocean Beach is known as one of the most difficult spots.
Can I ask you this?
Sure.
Is there a way that, like, you could just get, like, a tiny little outboard motor?
Absolutely.
And then what? Like, it collapses into the board or something?
Oh, no, no, no. I thought you were going to say boat in from the back.
Oh,
I mean,
no,
you can,
no.
You like can a boat in, but you know, that thing's going to get, you couldn't anchor it.
Right.
But sure, I mean, on my trip to Nicaragua, we boated it from the spot we stayed to this other spot. That's where my lady threw up. Remember,
I was
sitting on the front of the boat all, yay, this is so fun.
And she's green.
She's in the back turning green. And as soon as the thing stops, I jump out like, and I look back and she's all, oh boy. I had no idea.
Yeah.
Boats. Some people, it doesn't
work
for them.
Did she surf for a while and then get over it?
No, she totally had fun, but she can't be on boats. She gets motion sick. She gets motion sick in cars.
Yeah. Oh God, yeah, sure.
You see her, like, sometimes she'll pull out her phone and be looking at it, and then put it down and hold on, like, oh boy.
Oh,
like,
yeah, you can't read.
I don't know
if
it gives her the spins or
living
what.
Living where you live?
I know.
All the curves?
Well, and I am the best driver in the world, but.
Oh,
God.
You must be.
I held on.
I'd be like,
when I'm driving with you, I hold on.
You love when I drive.
Oh, my God.
It's your favorite.
I do. I just look the other way. Yeah. I hold on, and I look outside the window because I can't look.
And the thing
straight.
Is, too,
she's
that
making this
he's
up.
Driving. He'll be driving, but then I can picture him being like, ha, 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 you know, like looking all around and, oh, whoops. Ah.
No way. Use
Yahweh.
These all. Faster, boy, faster.
When you get sick in the car, you should be the one driving. You get less
yeah,
sick.
Yeah, I don't want to drive with her. Are you kidding?
What? She's not a good driver?
She's all slow.
Oh, my God.
You mean she's
careful? Reasonable?
Why don't we just sit here behind this truck until, you know, I don't know, tomorrow night?
Why don't you just look out the side window and let me drive so I don't get sick? All right, KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy Tuesday. It's about 6:02 and we'll be right back.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.